chance to try rescue challenges on Dartmoor. Members of the public are being offered the chance to try their hand as a Dartmoor Search and Rescue team member for a day. Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton team has launched a brand new event for 2026. Participants will hike over Dartmoor's rugged terrain, taking on a series of rescue challenges along the way on September 26. Becky Everett, team fundraising officer, said, "It's a 13-mile hike over some of the most spectacular parts of Dartmoor National Park, with 716 metres of elevation, so the hills will be challenging. To add an extra challenge, we will be setting the participants 5 search and rescue style challenges to complete on the way round, with instructions and coaching from our own team members. What makes this challenge different is that participants will get hands-on with our specialist equipment, such as the stretcher and throw bags, and receive coaching on search techniques and working as a team. Participants will be setting off in teams of 6, but people can also sign up as a solo or small group to make up a team with other like-minded participants. This brand new event is raising much needed funds for the Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton team to keep this volunteer run and public funded emergency service operational. This year the team has the added financial pressure of raising funds to replace its fleet of aged Land Rover Defenders. Entry fee is £45 per person and each person is asked to aim to raise £100.
Trees to be assessed after water firm work. Trees on the lawn in Dawlish are to be assessed following completion of the multi-million pound water improvement programme by South West Water. Concerns have been raised particularly about the condition of one of the large oak trees on the lawn where a large storm tank has been constructed underground. Contractors working on the scheme have said the area under the canopy of the tree was protected with a structurally designed system comprised of compressible layers and stone. This area was also fenced off so no damage would occur to any of the lower branches. The trees were also surveyed by Devon Tree Services previously. County Councillor Rosie Dawson met Teignbridge Council's Green Spaces Manager to discuss aspects to reinstating the town centre area. She said this tree had a pre-assessment before South West Water moved in and extensive work was done by contractors to ensure that it was looked after, including using different ways to excavate without damaging the roots. A post-impact report will be done by tree specialists and assess its health. Meanwhile, plans are underway to reinstate the much-loved lawn. Some ridges have been left on the back area due to plant machinery, but these will be evened out while reseeding takes place. The seed will be drilled into the ground to allow it to take quickly and will be protected by fencing while it grows. Irrigation will also be in place. Councillor Dawson said the lawn is really important to Dawlish and we have one chance to get this right and get really good grass. There will be several manhole covers on the lawn. Meanwhile, work is due to start replacing planted areas at the bottom end of the lawn. These are part of the town's flood defences as well as providing seasonal colour. Planting is currently being decided, but there will be some seasonal beds as well as shrubs and fewer bushes, which can lead to littering and antisocial behaviour.
Pensioner scammed by rogue locksmith. An elderly lady in Newton Abbot was scammed out of more than £3,000 by a rogue locksmith, as Trading Standards says it is receiving a number of complaints about vulnerable consumers being targeted. The 84-year-old, who wishes to remain anonymous to protect her safety, returned home after seeing a friend to find that her front door was jammed. The lady, who we will refer to as Mrs. Smith, clicked on the first locksmith company that came up on an internet search. Mrs. Smith said, "I was out with a friend and I got home around 3:30 p.m. and I couldn't get in. The mortise lock was jammed." I googled for a locksmith. It was very small print and I am a bit short-sighted, but it seemed okay. A man came out and he told me it was a high security lock, but it was a cheap Yale lock. The locksmith then produced an invoice for £3,600. I knew something was wrong, but there was nobody around and I was frightened and I live on my own, Mrs. Smith, who lives with Parkinson's, said. Mrs. Smith's experience comes as Heart of the Southwest Trading Standards, which covers Devon and Somerset, says it has been receiving a number of complaints about rogue same-day call-out locksmiths. Speaking to the Mid-Devon Advertiser, Trading Standards said rogue locksmiths are targeting vulnerable consumers locked out of their homes. The consumer typically searches online for locksmiths near me, which is exactly what Mrs. Smith did. Rogue websites will then appear top of the internet search results because they are paid adverts. The rogue locksmith will give the consumer a quote, then drastically increase the price once the job is complete. If you need a locksmith, Heart of the Southwest Trading Standards has issued the following advice. Beware of clicking on adverts listed at the top of online searches. Do not rely on posts or recommendations on social media sites or trader approval platforms without doing your own research. Do not be swayed by glossy flyers or impressive websites, as they may not be the trader's own work. Do not pay cash or agree to be taken to the bank for immediately transferring money before any work is started. Do not be rushed into making a decision. On the other hand, the service says, get 3 written quotes from reputable businesses. Ask friends and family to recommend local traders or search via Buy With Confidence or the Master Locksmiths Association. Decide who to use in your own time and make sure you have confidence in their skills and abilities. Make sure you have the full name of the company and the person doing the work and their contact details, address, phone number, email. Check ID. Pay by bank transfer so the payment is traceable. If you can, use a credit card for payment between £100 and £30,000, because if you have a claim for breach of contract or misrepresentation against the supplier of the goods or services, Section 75 gives you the same claim against your credit card company. If you are concerned someone is at risk, always call the police. If someone knocks on your door and you're not sure, don't open the door.
Carer support event to be held at centre. The Newton Abbott Community Centre is to host a free support event for carers. Organised by Templar Wellbeing, it takes place from 10:30 till 12:30 on Wednesday, June the 10th at the Courtney Centre. The event, which is open to everyone, will offer free advice and support. It will be supported by Age UK, King's Care, Four Dementia Carers, Parkinson's UK, the MS Society, Devon Carers and Friends Helping at Home. Templar Wellbeing staff will be on hand to offer a warm welcome and help with introductions. The Wellbeing team are a multi-professional team working across the Templar Care network. Refreshments will be freely available.